Now to some young people lobbying for change. Eliana Younger and Jimmy Jordan are both 17. They're members of a group called Friday Night Live. And this week, they successfully petitioned the state of California to consider a move aimed at cracking down on underage drinking through a reclassification of flavored malt beverages known as Alcopops. At a hearing before California's Board of Equalization, the student asked that the beverages be classified as distilled spirits. That means they'd be taxed at a much higher rate and sold only in stores with hard liquor licenses. Currently, flavored malt beverages whose flavoring can contain distilled spirits fall in the same category as beer. Eliana Younger and Jimmy Jordan were in Washington today on a visit to the Capitol. They explained just what Alcopops are.
I mean, it tastes just like soda, to be honest with you. And it tastes nothing like alcohol. They have Mike's Hard Lemonade, which tastes just like popular lemonade.
Mm-hmm. So, and things like Bacardi Silver, I think I've seen the commercials.
Yes, those
for
are
that,
also Alcopops.
Show mm-hmm. lots of very pretty people dancing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious about your strategy, mm-hmm. trying to restrict the sales of these drinks by enforcing this spirits tax, as opposed to just targeting young people and saying, hey, you know, this stuff is bad for you. Stay away from it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we do that, but no matter what we tell them, they're still going to go do it.
Yeah.
This law is already in place. It's not being acted upon. The Board of Equalization already created this law a long time, a notion 711-2004-1. That was a notion, and they stated it very clearly that any amount of distilled spirit and any kind of alcohol should be taxed as distilled spirits, not under a beer licensing. Because right now it's taxed at 30 cents a gallon, which it's supposed to be taxed at $3 a gallon. So pretty much California is losing $40 million in revenue.
Jimmy, you sound like you've put together a position paper on this.
I did. Well, we both did, all of us.
So what makes Bacardi Silver or Mike's Hard Lemonade mm-hmm. more dangerous than beer?
Well, because I think because it's so sweetly flavored that young people will just drink and they'll think since it's so sweet, you know, it's not that bad. But in actuality, you know, you have the possibility of getting drunk from after one or two.
You know, some might say, why the shades of gray here? Why not just try to work harder to make sure that young people stay away from alcohol of all kinds?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. Just because once it gets reclassified, it's going to be taken out of all the small convenience stores. Just because those convenience stores don't have a hard liquor licensing, like A&PM, 7-Eleven, the small mom-and-pop shops, they don't have a hard liquor licensing.
It seems like you'd be up against some big guns in the lobbying industry.
Oh, yeah.
There's at our hearing, because it was actually 2 days ago, there was quite a few alcohol industry in the audience. I believe there was over 12,
members. Around 15 or something like that.
That actually spoke after us about the issue, saying that it's bad, it's not what they're doing is not very good.
Now, what was that like for you to see all those
high-powered
attorneys and their suits and their briefcases? What was that like?
It was intense. It was very frustrating because, I mean, I don't think they see our view.
Yeah.
They don't see all the advertisement coming towards us. They just see a marketing for themselves to make money, I believe.
They only see the business part of it.
What motivates both of you? Have you lost a friend? Have you seen someone fall into a bad way because they were drinking too much?
I just think for my motivation is that I just want to be the change and tell young people that just because you're in high school or just because you're young doesn't mean you have to do drugs and alcohol. There's different paths and different ways you can go to be successful.
Yeah. I came from a family that wasn't very stable. My dad drank a lot, came home drunk, did some not very smart things, and I turned all the aggravation from my family and put it towards something good.
Eliana Younger, Jimmy Jordan, thanks for coming to our studio. I have a feeling that we might be seeing you in Washington again down the road. I just have that feeling.
Yeah.
Good to talk to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Eliana Younger and Jimmy Jordan are high school seniors and members of the group Friday Night Live. Public hearings on whether to reclassify flavored malt beverages will be held in California next year.